Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Another Philly matchup.
Obviously we know it's going to be a tough environment against a really good team. We're not getting caught up in the losing streak that they're in. They're still Philly. They're still last year champions. Still great players all around. So we know it's going to be a tough matchup, and we got to play our best ball if we want to come out there with a win.
What do you expect from that environment that you talk about? Tough environment, Philadelphia, Christmas.
Kind of every single time we go there, it's Philly. It's going to be a tough environment. It's going to be loud. They're going to say a lot of things, especially with the team. They're not playing their best ball they were like. So, they're going to be coming in fired up. So the team going to come fired up. The coach going to be fired up. Fans going to be fired up. It's Christmas Day. One of only two or three games, I think, on TV that day. So it's going to be a fun environment. And as a player, as a competitor, those environments you want to be a part of, and those games we'll be a part of. And like I said, they're a tough team. We're going to play our best ball to come out with a win.
Without obviously giving any game plan stuff up or whatever, when you look at tape, what do you see of them the last 3 weeks or so? Because they seem to have lost their way a little bit as well as they play.
We're not getting caught up in that they have lost the last three or however many games. That's still Fletcher Cox over there. That's still Jalen Carter over there. They got studs all around, especially on the defense side. Fortunately enough, I don't play both sides, so I don't have to go against the offense. But on that side, they have a lot of playmakers too. So no matter what happened the last three games, they're still a great team. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. We know the environment is going to be, it's going to be a tough game. And like I said, if we want to come out with a win, we got to play our best ball.
I knew you guys just want to win a game, period. But the fact that you guys haven't beaten them much around since you've been around here, how much would you relish altering their path?
It's been like 10 years. That's the truth. We haven't been beating Philly. I don't think that sits well in anybody's stomach. I don't think it sits well. You've been here for a long time, especially guys who've been the longest, Shep, myself. We hate saying that. We hate answering the questions and how would it feel to win in Philly or not be in Philly. We're sick and tired of it. And the only way we're going to change that by going out there and winning the game. So for some reason, that's been a team in Dallas. Those have been the two teams we struggled to beat over the last couple of years, the last decade, to be honest. And if we want to get to where we want to be, those are teams we got to start beating. And that's just the facts.
I remember years ago you marveling that you were running down the sideline and you look next to you and it's Fletcher. Mm-hmm. Is he just amazing to still be doing everything?
He's impressive. I don't want to, downplay any of the other guys because, from left to right, it's pretty impressive. The team that they were able to build and, the front seven that they have and even the back end. Obviously, I know Slay is out. Fletcher, I don't get it. I don't know how he's still this dominant. But like I said, as a competitor, it's fun. It's fun going out there and line up, and you see 91, you see BG, who you're going to be over there chapping from start to finish. These are fun games. Obviously, it hasn't been that fun because we've been losing a lot, but as a competitor, those are the games you want to be a part of. So, like I said, it's going to be a fun, tough game and a tough environment, and we got to all come alive for this game.
Have you seen anything different on film? Obviously, they changed their defensive play calling this past week, in the what you've watched or what you've noticed.
I mean, two different play callers. You can see a little difference from Seattle to the weeks prior. But, I'm not too necessarily sure who's going to call the plays. And for me, I just watch tape, You know, I study a lot of individuals, to be honest, too. I know the scheme of it and the scheme they're going to play, but study individuals, how they attack it, how they play, how they react to what a back do or linemen and stuff like that. So whoever's the play caller, whatever they do, we just got to go out there and line it up, know who we got to block, block it right, and make plays.
You think when your snap percentage has been down a little bit, especially the last game, were you 100%? Were you available? Like, or was something going on there?
I mean, yeah, clearly last week I definitely, my, you know, snap percentage definitely wasn't as high. I guess that kind of could play into, you know, and the game kind of got in hand. You know, I really don't play much in situations like that. You know, you could look at Dallas, you could look at any game I've been a part of, really. But yeah, I didn't make too much of it. You know, I just do what I'm asked to do. Whenever my number's ready, be called and try to make the plays that I'm able to make when I have the opportunity.
Your third down usage in particular, probably about the last 6 weeks, has definitely decreased a little bit. What do you make of that?
I mean, like I said, I think that's a question better for, you know, Calf and all those guys. I'm not really making too much of it. No matter what, I have full belief in any of the guys that go in after me. Breeder's a vet. I think Gray's a really good rookie. Obviously, I think they probably got to see a little bit more of him too. And like I said, I think he's talented. So, but Breeder going there on third down, I feel confident that he's going to make the protection. If I'm in there, I feel confident he'll make the protection. I don't think my usage of third down is, you know, a negative thing, or, you know, them viewing as me not being able to be a third down. I think I've shown that throughout the years, and especially so far in my 2 years with them. But yeah, just whatever it is, you know, just keep going with it. And I just got to find a way to make better plays, especially in a big game coming up this week.
Physically, how have you been feeling lately?
I feel like it's, what week is it? Week 14, week 15. Everybody in the NFL at this point, no one's 16. Really 16. Yeah, no one's going to sit here and be like, oh, I feel fresh. I feel like exactly how I feel like I'm week one. But yeah, that's part of being a pro. Take care of your body. Make sure you stay up on stretching, massage, acupuncture, all the little things, and get ready for the games.
You said driving into Philly's and experiencing the bus. What do you expect on Christmas Day from those fans?
I don't think it's gonna really be too much that different. It's Philly, playing them in the divisional playoffs and playing them the last game of the season. You know, when our stars weren't playing, it was still a hectic environment. So that's just how it is. It's a great environment as a competitor to go into, and it's an environment that you will love to show out and play well, especially on a national stage against a divisional rival. And the team, you know, last decade we've had some trouble with. So hopefully we can turn things around.
Just as a fan of the game and a player, what do you think of the tush push? Do you like that play? Do you think it should be in the game? Do you think they should change the rule?
I don't see why it shouldn't be, in my opinion. They just happen to be really good at it. Not every team is really good at the tush push. That's the truth. They're really good at it. So just because they're really good at it, one team is better than another team, shouldn't be a reason why we should get rid of it. Now, is there other things that go into it? I don't know, like the percentages of, are people getting hurt on that play or not? You know, that's not really my job to look into that, but watching it, everyone knows it's coming. We got to stop it, and hopefully we stay out of short distance this week against them.
Are there elements of it that, you know, you guys can incorporate that you see? You know, how do you translate it to what you guys do?
I think they have a really good offensive line, and I think that they have a quarterback that can squat over 600 pounds. I don't think a lot of teams have that. Don't get me wrong. No diss to Tyrod or DJ or Tommy. I know DJ gets in there and want to squat heavy, but I don't think he can squat the number that Jalen can squat. So when you have a really good line, a really good center, and a quarterback to squat 600 pounds, so unless I start learning how to do quarterback sneaks, I don't know if we really can, you know, put that into our game. I think we've been up and down this year on short downs, and we have some plays that work, and we can continue to improve on it. And wherever a call, we got to make it work.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.